USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's remark in Poland that Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power has some leaders saying the message is threatening to undermine diplomatic efforts to end the war in Ukraine.
We will have a different future, a brighter future, rooted in democracy and principle, hope and light, of decency and dignity, of freedom and possibilities. For God's sake, this man cannot remain power.
French President Emmanuel Macron.
I think we should be factual and, first of all, do everything so that the situation doesn't get out of control. I wouldn't use those terms because I continue to speak to President Putin. Because what do we want to do collectively? We want to stop the war that Russia launched in Ukraine without waging war and without escalation.
Oil trading prices are slightly lower as Shanghai, China goes into COVID lockdown. The benchmark Brent crude is now $117 a barrel. USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. That's 800-883-3024.
Entertainment Park Dollywood is temporarily closing its drop tower attraction after a boy fell to his death from a similar type ride by the same manufacturer at Icon Park in Orlando, Florida. Wes Rami, Dollywood's public relations director, made the statement. The 14-year-old boy that died in Florida was 6'5" and weighed around 300 pounds. Anyone 50 years or older could soon be eligible for a second booster dose of the Moderna or Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. The Food and Drug Administration is expected to authorize the additional booster shots without holding a meeting of its independent vaccine advisors. The latest variant, BA2, is claimed to be even more contagious than the Omicron variant, and concern is mounting it could fuel another surge in the United States. The Sacramento City Unified School District sat down at the bargaining table with the Sacramento City Teachers Association for the first time on Sunday since thousands of teachers and staff went on strike last week. The largest sticking point seemed to be money and bonus money. USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
President Biden's comments while speaking to U.S. troops in Poland Friday, in which he told them that they would see the bravery of Ukrainians fighting off Russia when you're there, might indicate U.S. troops going to Ukraine. Former Acting Director of National Intelligence Rick Grenell responds on Newsmax.
Look, he mumbles, he's unclear, sometimes he wears a mask, sometimes he doesn't. The troops aren't standing for him when he walks in the room. We see this as incredible weakness. We see this as something that's really unclear to the American people. He's saying that sanctions don't work. Now he's talking about putting troops inside Ukraine. The messaging is so much of a mess that it's no wonder that people are really looking at him and taking advantage of weakness. I mean, we could list, everybody knows, all of the different countries and leaders that are looking at the United States right now and beginning to make moves and to go on the offense. We have a crisis right now in the United States because our leadership looks incredibly weak and is acting incredibly weak.
President Biden wants to propose a minimum tax of 20% on households worth more than $100 million in an effort to cut the budget deficit by more than $1 trillion over the next decade. The facts sheet was released by the White House Budget Office over the weekend. In his proposal expected today, the lower deficits would help the economy's resurgence. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.